In this bulletin, the Prime Minister to reveal his proposed question for a referendum on constitutional recognition of Indigenous Australians. Ukraine says it's ready to resume grain exports following a UN brokered deal last week. And in the AFL, Melbourne claims its 14th win of the season over the Fremantle Dockers. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will today unveil the proposed wording of the question to be posed to the Australian people in the referendum on Indigenous constitutional recognition. Mr. Albanese will reveal the question in a keynote address at the Garma Festival in Arnhem Land, which is being attended by Indigenous leaders from around the country. A draft of the speech shows Mr. Albanese will suggest that the question be worded as, "Do you support an alteration to the Constitution that establishes an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice?" He will also suggest the three sentences that could be added to the Constitution to recognise Australia's First Peoples. They include the establishment of a body called the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Voice, which may make representations to Parliament and the executive government on matters relating to their communities. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country is ready to resume the shipment of grain from its Black Sea ports to feed the world. It's been a week since a United Nations brokered deal to allow for the safe passage of grain that has been blocked by Russia since its invasion of Ukraine began 5 months ago. So far, no ships have departed, but it's hoped that 20 million tons of grain will be exported from three Ukrainian ports in the next 4 months. Mr. Zelensky says his side has been awaiting a signal from the United Nations and Turkey to start, which could happen as soon as this weekend.
The first vessel, the first ship, is being loaded since the beginning of the war. This is a Turkish ship, and I am standing in its background. This indicates that the port has started working. The most important thing for us is that the port and its people work. You see that many people, I will say frankly, that everyone is happy that they went to work and have a job, that the process has started.
LGBTQI plus health organisations say they've been receiving an increase in inquiries regarding vaccines that protect against the monkeypox virus. Australian health authorities declared monkeypox a communicable disease of national significance this week, following the World Health Organization designating it a global health emergency. Two smallpox vaccines can be used to prevent the virus, but there is a global shortage of the preferred option called MVABN, and it is not yet widely available in Australia. Peter Locke from Australia's oldest LGBTQI plus health clinic, Thorn Harbour in Melbourne, says gay and bisexual men who are considered high risk for the virus are keen to get vaccinated, but most clinics don't yet have any in stock.
We've seen an escalation in inquiries, especially in the last few days. And I think as the community is becoming more aware of the possibility of a vaccine becoming available, and I think that's also because the gay and MSM community is really kind of keen to protect their health and the people around them, and they're quite motivated to get that happening as quickly as possible.
In a statement, Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says Australia has been actively pursuing supplies of the MVABN vaccine since well before the WHO declaration was made, recognising there is limited supply and high demand. Will Smith has broken his silence 3 months after he slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars. The US actor posted a 5-minute video on his Instagram and YouTube accounts, looking directly at the camera as he answered a series of social media questions about the incident. The Hollywood star stormed the stage and slapped Rock after the comedian made a joke about Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, and her hair loss as a result of the medical condition alopecia. Smith addressed why he didn't apologise to Rock during his first acceptance speech, saying he was fogged out by that point.
So I will say to you, Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable, and I'm here whenever you're ready to talk.
Turning to sport, and in the AFL, Melbourne has claimed its 14th victory of the season with a 46-point win over Fremantle in Perth. Demons midfielder Jack Viney starred with 33 disposals, while his teammates kicked three goals to lift the defending premiers to the 85-39 win in front of 46,300 fans. And that is the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Hannah Kwon.